You must have been waiting for me. So I will try to talk, because you must also want me to talk then, most probably. But the silence is so nice. So, I'm always in a little loss because I don't have anything really to say because the silence is more than enough for me. But normally something starts when I start communicating, especially when I read your letter. So I call this retreat the Heart of the Mystic. What is a mystic? Normally, the society, science, schools, you know about the known and the unknown. The known is the normal things everybody know, you can learn. Then the opposite of the known is the unknown. That can be known, but is not known yet. Most people are not attracted to the unknown. They want it safe, so they stick with the known, which is very basic. That is the 9 to 5 people, no? They live in the known, in the boring, in repetition. And then you have the unknown, which is the explorers. Those who are more courage, the rebels, they go into and want to explore the unknown. Outside the normal society, you know. Even science is trying to find out that which is not known. So these two is like the opposite. Like everything in life, black and white, man and woman, life and death, known and unknown. But very few knows about the third, the unknowable. And that is where the mystics function. That is the whole part of the beyond. That is the unknowable, which you cannot know about. You cannot know about the unknowable. So that's why it stops with the known and the unknown. But you can experience the unknowable. But to experience it, you have to become it, you have to be it, you have to melt into it. You has to disappear. You have to disappear as a separate entity to know the unknowable. It's like you have ice that floats in the ocean. No, no more and more icebergs will float now because the climate change maybe, no? So then you have an iceberg. It feels very powerful, solid. It is in the ocean, but it's separate. It's even made of the same substance as the ocean. It's water, but it's separate. It's hard. So when this iceberg melts more and more, it starts disappearing. Which is very scary because something is happening that you don't have control over. It's going into the unknown. This is also the story of a seeker, of a sannyasin. First, you're very solid. You think you know. When you come here also, people all they think you know. Arrogant, hard, feeling separated, doesn't know how to behave. Because we live out of habit, out of ideas, out of conditionings, which has nothing to do with reality. All that has to go to be natural, to be free, which is totally unheard of in the society, because it's much easier to handle people if they are robots. So, when this iceberg, when this ice melts, what happens then? It becomes the ocean. That the iceberg, as iceberg, it cannot imagine how that will be, because it is separate. Only the experience can bring you that feeling, how it is to melt. But then the old is gone. Then you are the whole ocean then. So this is the state of the mystic. They know how it is in the unknowable, but how to talk about that, to form. Very difficult, no? The only thing is to experience it. It's not the knowing, it's more like a song, a dance. So that is the whole search of everybody, conscious or unconscious, they want to be free. But the price of freedom, the price of peace, is to go beyond the ice. You have to melt. Welcome to Satsang. Okay, now we're on the roll. Fasten seat belts. So, those who are interested, which most of the time will come gradually, because when you come, you have no idea. When you come, you are full of ideas. Then slowly, slowly, things start happening. That you get your own personal experience. And out of those experiences, you get trust, you get insights. You want more. That is the proof. But you have to experience it yourself. Therefore, trying to write about myself and what is true for me is making me shut down. and have no idea what to write. Just like if I'm given the opportunity to express myself to other people, part of me shuts down and I just say something rehearsed like a robot. Derek, you have no idea what to write, but you write a lot. Huh? What are you doing now, Derek, in your life? You are there in England?
Yeah, I was living there.
And what do you do there?
I was delivering food.
Delivering?
Delivering food.
Food?
Yeah.
That is important. Are people happy then when they get food? Or they? Huh? Yeah, you don't know? You don't meet them face to face?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can learn a lot about that. Because some, they take it for granted, and some is happy. You have to watch people, observe. You are young, you have to see the world, it's great. You have a contact, a lot of people. Here's your food, mister. See how he reacts. Don't miss an opportunity. It's a great meditation. Most probably people take it for granted. They order something, they get it, or oh, fuck it. Parts of me shuts down and I just say something rehearsed, like a robot. Yeah, you are a robot. Everybody is a robot, but it's something that is becoming aware that you are a robot, and that is the first taste of freedom. Most people, they have no idea. If you tell them you are a robot, they get angry, you know. Robots doesn't want to be robots, they want to be human beings, no? It's shocking for a robot to realize you're a robot. There's very few people want to face the truth, because the truth hurts. It's bound to be like that, because you've been living in a lie. So, you are seeing something that is real. Everything is rehearsed, and everybody acts like a robot normally. That's why anything outside that robotness, people freak out. Just watch yourself. I can feel really calm and happy by myself sometimes, but I cannot integrate it with other people. I'm also still very confused, and I don't know whether I'm putting too much pressure on myself and I should drop wanting genuine connections and intimacy, or whether to learn how to be more intimate. Everybody longs for intimacy. That is just human, no? Everybody longs for intimacy, no? That is how it is to be human. So don't escape that. Learn intimacy. But everybody is afraid because they don't know intimacy, no? So then you play, you are longing for it, and still you don't know what to do, so you're afraid. This is the conflict. Because you don't know yourself. A robot cannot have intimacy. You have to first become a human. Humans can have intimacy. And that is the process you are in, Derek. Becoming a sensitive, soft, intelligent human being. That's what's happening here. I'm transforming robots into human beings with big hearts. Boom, 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 boom. But it takes courage. You have to accept that you don't know how to be human, how to have intimacy, how to be real, because you've been acting out of your mask. Not one mask, but many, many masks. All those has to go. And that is scary. Then how to behave, how to be. That's why almost everybody who comes here, they don't know how to be. They don't know what to say. Why? Because you are just your mask. You have to become more close to yourself. Your humanness, no? Then everything is easy. Everything changes. But this mask has been on for so long that even if you have a glimpse of how it is to be blissful, happy, free, they come on again. That's what society is. It's just many, many robots. It's very difficult to meet a real human being. That is shocking. Yes, the potential is there. Everybody can be. But that takes courage. You have to leave the known. The known is the robotness. That's why it's afraid. But your beating heart, your consciousness, understand, I want intimacy. I want love. I want peace. I want to be happy. But what I see, the more and more intelligent you are, is that everything is false. It's just games. But now you are at the right place. So, the only way how to learn how to be more intimate is to learn how to be more real, genuine yourself. It's the only way. And that is what is happening. Everybody should learn how to function in the world. You should build up yourself first. Know what is happening. Explore the world. Then, after that, you can more easily explore the inner. Somebody who has lived, they know all the games. You are young, you have to explore, you have to know, you have to see all the tricks. You cannot skip it, that is the human experience, you have to go through it. Then you learn, and then all those things are not so interesting anymore, because you have experienced it. But you have to first go into it. Not only go into it, but most probably get lost there also. Get hurt, get burnt. You have to learn. So the more real you are, the more genuine you are, the clearer you can see what is real. If you are not real, you will just do one boo-boo after the other. Same mistake again and again. You will never learn. That's what robots do. They do the same thing here. You have to stop that. So, the people, it feels easier by yourself. Yeah, but you have to. You have to mingle. You are living in the world now. It feels like I've been trying to be more integrated for the last year, but I only learned how to be more rehearsed and I didn't become more real at all. No, but have you been with real people? No. So this is the thing. To learn how to be real, you have to be with real people, no? Make sense? If you want to be real and you are with false people, then? It reminds me of Buddha. Many times I told you, he said, the best for a seeker is to leave the unconscious, no? The unconscious people. Because you want to wake up. The habit is you have also been unconscious. You've also been a robot. If you want to be wake up, you leave the unconscious ones. You want to find the real. That is very difficult. Then already seeking starts. Like all people coming here, they are seeking for something real. They don't care what people say. They want to become real. Maybe they don't know what that means yet. But there's something in them that is pushing them. No? So, better than to be with the masses, then better to be alone, Buddha says. No? That's, even if you have to live in society, then make your own little flat into meditation. You can dance, you can have incense, you can do gibberish, or you can cut out on the bathroom, you anything, no? Find something that you get this madness, this robotness out of your system, no? Which is very, very difficult, almost impossible alone. Then those who are very, very lucky, they find fellow travelers. They find other seekers. That's where you are now. You have come by some kind of miracle. You find yourself with many other people. So you start getting aware of a different reality. Then it's much easier. Because in society, you are outsider. Here, you are just one of many, no? One of many crazy people. It's much easier. You can get trust to be yourself. No? So that is much better than to be alone. And better even than that, if you have somebody who is real. That means a Buddha, a conscious person. That is the best. Then you can learn how it is to become real. No? That is what satsang is. So it's very difficult, Derek, when you are in the society. You have to practice. Up till now, you've just been conditioned. It takes a lot of effort to wake up, which you don't know in the beginning. I feel like now that I'm back in the Sangha, I feel like this is where I belong. Yeah, and that doesn't come from your head. That is an inner feeling. You feel this is where I belong. That is the Sangha, that is the community, that is the family. And for a seeker, that is much more important than the blood family, which no blood family can understand. But there is also a part of me that is not feeling involved and is still trying to fit in and wanting recognition, especially from you. Don't worry, I recognize you. And you have to try to fit in. Of course, you are an outsider and you coming in, if you want to know, you have to try to fit in. You have to make effort. You have to. But then you come to a point where you also see that you cannot do it. You cannot try. You just relax. But up to a point, the habit is trying. The habit you have, everybody has, is doing. So on one side, you have to try because that is your effort. But then there comes a point where it's not an effort. It becomes fun. So these two together, you have to have commitment, great effort, and you have to be patient at the same time. When I'm happy, I see that these problems are just projections, but there is still a lot of dark energy inside me that is always controlling me and projecting a lot of judgments and doubt onto myself. Yes, this is the whole fight is to get out of that dark doubt, no? Which is just another name for the mind. And that can happen very easily. But the habit of the mind is very old, so it can come back again. You have to be on guard. Apart from the blocks that I feel with others, I feel much more total in the meditation and the dances, and I feel my willingness to be more total in growing stronger. I feel like this is the perfect place for me to be right now, and I'm sure these problems that I have created will drop sooner or later. Yes. If you go on, they will drop. For sure they will drop. I have proved so many people. They had so much problems also. No, they can't believe what happened to all the problems. Please don't look for them again now, when they are gone. This is a time also you can't believe it, that they are gone. You start looking for them, no? Just out of all habit. I must have some problems. Who am I without problems? And you have to be willing, and that was the difference now maybe than you were there before. But remember, you are also young. Before, many people they come but they don't have the willingness. That willingness you have to come from your own understanding. You cannot do anything against yourself. When you understand that this is really what I need, this is where I belong, this is what I want, then it's easy. That's why I never tell anybody to do anything, no? Even for you, it is the greatest experience in your life. Oh, come for a retreat, come to satsang. Oh, it's fantastic. And then some person come, your best friend. And what is this, you know? I want to go and see Gilmore Girls instead. Why sit in satsang? I always remember when I was traveling a lot before and had satsang in many places. Then in São Paulo I had satsang in the city. And then these Brazilians, they were so late, you know. It's like something, they're too relaxed, you know. And they have no idea that, like, hello, satsang, you know. They have no idea. I mean, who knows about satsang? And then first they were very late. And then I heard, oh, where's that person, a nice person? No, it was a very famous soap opera tonight. They had to watch. For these people, that's why I stopped traveling around. For these people, it's no point to go to satsang. Absolutely no point. And that is you up to a certain point. There's no willingness, there's no intensity, there's no longing to wake up. It's much easier to be in this sleepy land and following the robotness. The real la la land. That is the really la la land. La 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 land. Safe and boring. Only thing that is exciting, what is going to happen in the soap opera tonight? Huh? That is what is normal now. This is robots. They will be shocked. Like everybody is shocked when you start looking at yourself. That's why it's difficult to look at yourself. No, you have come to a point, they start coming in willingness, you're having more fun. Something is happening. I'm sure these problems that I have created will drop sooner or later. Yeah, they will drop. And the more total and the more committed you are, the quicker they go. I have a lot of doubt about sending this letter because of some kind of fear of rejection that I think is the root of the problem, but fuck it. Love, Derek. Yes. You see there, this, so many people can relate to that. Because that is part of the robotness. Everybody feel like they feel rejection, they feel outside, they don't feel welcome. Why? Just drop it. Fuck it. Make that your meditation, Derek. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. You with me? Huh? Because otherwise, straight back to the robotness. You have to be on guard. All these repressions, ideas, fears, doubts, all that has to go. Otherwise, there is no happiness, not even worth living. You are lucky you are here young. If you see what's happening, it's not so difficult. Some people, when you know you get older, then more and more dust gathers on the mirror. And sometimes it should go the other way. When you get older, then you see, get more and more frustrated with life. It didn't really deliver the goods. No, you had the money, you had your fame, you had your marriage, you had the children, you had your grandchildren, and still you're not happy. But still, people are clinging. Tickler. Oh. Then Derek goes on, der Swaha. No, he has. You got it right now with that fuck you. Just drop it. Don't drop the fear. And another thing, you have to go against your fear. Fear will be there, but don't listen to it, no? Just to add on to my last letter, it feels like these highs and low feelings are intensifying. I really feel like in the catharsis and in the active or social meditation, I'm much more total than last time. And my energy is beginning to get clearer. Yes, I'm really enjoying the work so far. And it feels great to be working with light people that are uplifting. Yes, that is the whole difference. You are used to working with people who are hangdog. Who's down, work again, go to work. Here, it's like, go to work, get there, good. It's a totally different, but it's very difficult to find, no? It has to become part of your life. Anything you can do in a positive way is up to you. But people fall into the negative. First, you have to transform the negative into the positive. You can bring that into anything in life. Then you start enjoying, no? I dance with people and in the sensual stage of Aum, which used to be way outside my comfort zone, and I managed to go crazy in the crazy stage. Yeah, the crazy stage is to go crazy. That's good. That's what I'm saying. You just do the recipe I have made for you. If you follow that, no problem. The outcome will come. But if you resist and put in something else, then who knows what you sit with? The crazy stage, which was upsetting before and uncomfortable for the ego. Yes, but that's what we want. We want to upset the ego. I make the ego very, very uncomfortable. But when the ego get so uncomfortable that it realizes it's better I leave. Then is the great day of celebration. Because what is left is you, without ego, which you had no dream that you could function without an ego. Hallelujah, brother! That's where we're going. It comes to a point where that, otherwise, you take your fat ego and run away. It's only those two. It comes to a point, it has to be like that. I also love all the dancing and it makes me feel more alive. But then when it comes to social interaction, my habit of being passive is very strong and I have become very good at it. Yes. So then don't be so good at it then. And take chances. All this is going to go, Derek. It's no problem. Know when you start seeing it and when you become more total. How long are you here for now?
The whole retreat.
Yeah, good. No problem. I feel it feels like there is a breakdown that needs to happen. For me, not being assertive and suppressing myself, it feels like the feeling I really need to touch is a mix of anger and sadness that comes from the idea that I'm pathetic. Yes. You just go on. Just do the program total. Don't focus on, you don't need to focus on any people. Compare yourself with anybody. Just focus totally on yourself for this month. Then you will see. Because all change has to happen in you. Don't try to change anything else. Change yourself. Then everything is changed. And the breakdown is a must. It's absolutely a must because a breakdown means that the old is going. The old personality doesn't work. Then you have a breakdown. That is bound to happen here. Because the old is false. That's what you want to get rid of. But you don't know that consciously because you think that is you. So only in a place like this you start seeing that. Then even the mind can understand it and support the process. Then you are with the flow. So a breakdown is totally necessary because it means a breakdown of the old. And that breakdown, it will prepare you to be more sensitive, less robot-like. The breakdown is only of the robotness. So don't be afraid of breakdown, which everybody is. But here you shouldn't, because it's just the old crush that is crumbling. And that has to crumble, that old personality has to have a breakdown, so something new can come up, which is your aliveness. Which is your humanness, which is your heart, which is your sensitivity. And that sensitivity is not afraid of intimacy, of friendship, of truthfulness, because this is its nature. But the robotness is not its nature, it's false. So a breakdown is absolutely necessary. Then you have to become human. Which is very fragile, very sensitive, very real. You will have to feel your sadness, your tears, your laughter. Now you're going more from the mind to the feelings. to your heart. Then that will prepare you not for a breakdown, but a breakthrough, a spiritual breakthrough. So these are the steps. Robotness, where most people are afraid to break down, because how can the robot function if you have a breakdown? Interest in understanding, you allow that breakdown, that is of the old machine, then you become human. Then you have to learn the art of being human, the language of the heart, of sensitivity, of intimacy, of friendship, of love. Then that will lead you into the spiritual dimension. If I don't have this breakthrough, I feel like I will be stuck in the same thought spiral of judging others, being hard on myself, and trying to be someone I'm not, and I will miss out so much. That's exactly true, Derek. But the good news is that you start seeing it. And most people never come there to see this is the situation. And even if they see it, how to break out? You are at the perfect place. There is something telling me that all my problems will be fixed after this breakdown, but I'm sure that is untrue. Don't be too sure about anything. Just break down and see what happens. And be open for surprises. It feels like I should have a question in this letter, but I thought I just had to share. With love, Derek. Very good.
Yeah.
Tadvik, you can sit now, huh?
Yes.
Just like that?
I
want to train. Huh?
I've been training for it.
Yeah, good, very good. That's my sannyasin. Get softer as you get older. Perfect. Hmm? Just the opposite of what is normal. Normally you get more and more stiff. My son is getting more and more soft. Very good. Hallelujah. Very good. Dear Master Swara, give me the strength to be myself and to be able to fully be in my body. This is about meeting the other person in truth and staying in the present moment. Let me dance like a tornado and a breath of wind, like a mountain, like the water of a waterfall, and a drop of a tear, like a flame. Let me fly into the time and space. I know that everything is inside me and that I'm not alone. I'm happy that you are here. With immense love, Giovanna. P.S. While I'm writing, I feel ashamed. A voice inside me says, "What are you writing? Are you crazy?" You speak English, German? I have arranged a translator for you. You say, give me the strength to be myself. You have enough strength, don't you? Where did you lose your strength? Hmm? How did you lose your strength? You have strength, don't you? Hmm? Then you have to get in touch with that. Hmm? Don't be a beggar, no? The master can only tell you, you have the strength. You have to trust yourself. Hmm? Otherwise, you will be dependent on me. Depend on yourself. Do you have the strength? Hmm? Feel it then. How is it? Hmm? It tastes good? Hmm?
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yes. Taste it now. Hmm? I'm filling you up now. Hmm? feel it. This is a gas station. No, you're so happy now. No? And to be able to fully be in my body. You have problem to be in your body? You are one of those that are a little like that? Huh? You get hot now. You have to be in your body because you are on planet Earth, on Mother Earth, no? So my feeling is that feel your body more, you know? Feel your body more, feel your strength more, be more present. The body is innocent. Only the mind is hindering it, no? Give me the strength to be myself. Yes, no, I gave that to you. No, you have to feel the strength and be in your own physical body, no? Because that's where you are now. That's the art of life. You have to be in the physical body, but still be connected with the spiritual. Don't choose, because you are both. Most people, they only become body, no? They have lost total touch with the spiritual dimension. And some is just dreaming about that. Then they forget here, they have no grounding. So you should have your feet on Mother Earth and your head in the sky. Both. This is about meeting the other person in truth and staying in the present moment. What do you mean by that? What other person, Mukunda? Is it another person? To yourself. So you are the person. Meeting the person, meeting you. That's what he means? This is about meeting the other person in truth and staying in the present moment. Yes. You are that. That is the integration. You are the physical, you are that person. And you are also more than that person. You have to accept both. Then you say, let me dance like a tornado and a breath of wind, like a drop of a waterfall, like a flaming fire, like a drop of a tear. Let me fly into the time and space. I would suggest you just be here. Life is very short. Soon we will all go. Just a question of a few years. Then we all go into time and space. Hadyom. When you are here in the body, be here. Don't dream about that. Knowing that you are the timeless. There is no time. You are the timeless in time. Time is the body. Everything that is born will die. But there's something else in you. Knowing that, be happy and live here. When we are here, we are here. When we are there, we are there. Who cares? Let's see then. You feel the strength now? I know that everything is inside me and that I'm not alone. Yes, everything is inside you and you are alone. Everybody is alone. And that is fine. Because aloneness is freedom. That's the truth. In silence, there is no me and you. In love, there is no me and you. There is love. In aloneness, there is no me and you. There is aloneness, is emptiness, like Buddha calls emptiness. He doesn't talk about God, he talks about emptiness. That is a positive emptiness, not a negative emptiness. That is the fact. Only when you are in the form, then you are afraid if you identified yourself with the form. If you are with existence, with God, then what is there then? What better company? Are you alone then? You are God in your essence. Alone or not alone, loneliness, all these things comes from being identified with form. Identified with form, with the body, brings fear. This is the paradox, no? Life is a paradox. You are both. Knowing that you are freedom itself, essence, in the body. Be happy. Nothing can happen. That's the mystery, it's a paradox. We are alone and we are together. What is greater than that? Knowing that, we can bring that togetherness to the ultimate. In friendliness, in love, in intimacy, in compassion. Which could never happen out of fear. So, I know everything is inside me. That is not enough, Jivana. No, you have to live it. You have to live it. That's the next. First, we have to know it. Then you have to realize it. Then you have to live it. Then you integrate it. You integrate your own truth. You have to stand up for it. You have to leave all your conditioning, all your past ideas. Live in a new way. Are you ready? That's why you say all these wild things. dance like a tornado. That's what you are longing for, no? So dance wild, be a waterfall, be a tear, be everything, be the flame. That means just living. When that is unfolded, then peace comes. Contentment comes. But you have to allow that. While I'm writing, I feel ashamed. A voice inside me say, "What are you writing? Are you crazy?" And that voice is what has been always keeping people back. It's always been keeping you back. But now you have my full permission, go crazy. Like a tornado. Then you have no guilt of being alive. People feel guilty of being alive. Everybody hold themselves back. So, be crazy, be a tornado. And when that energy is accepted, then a totally different contentment will happen. Then a peace will happen. Because a tornado cannot always happen. A tornado is far out, like woo. But after the tornado, the peace, the silence, that can be forever. But first be a tornado, that makes it the opposite. Otherwise, always being tornado, that is too much. It's just a burst of energy to realize you have that fire. Knowing that, relax. And go crazy. This is what I have created, Giovanna. A place where you can reclaim yourself. You can explore yourself. Try different things. Because you are multidimensional. And people, they live very, very narrow in boxes. There's so many rooms in your house, no? So explore that and still remember you are more than the house. This craziness that everybody is afraid of is the same as this breakdown we just talked about, no? Everybody is longing to go a little crazy, but everybody is afraid of it also, no? Why? Because any natural child likes to go crazy, no? But then the parents says, "Behave, don't do that. Hey, shh. Think about the neighbors." And that is this conditioning that you have. You have to fit into the society. You are not allowed to be crazy, to be wild. So as soon as you reclaim all sides of yourself, and that is one side, which you can easily do in dynamic, then everything becomes harmonious again. You have to accept all these sides of yourself that you have put under the carpet. just to fit into the society. And then when you understand that, you will help yourself. Anything that you feel, and you listen to your own body, what is it? What kind of tensions? What kind of fears is it that I have? Then you do that to break your own pattern. It shouldn't be any repression in anybody. You should be a flowing human being. Then your own energy flows beautifully. So this is the dilemma. We have hindered it ourselves by being unconscious, because the whole society is full of tension, full of repression. And it's almost a miracle if people manage to break out of that, because you will be an outsider in society. But I tell you, you can be an outsider and an insider at the same time. Just behave like everybody's behaving, but inside you are free. So break these habits, any fears, any repressions that you have, no? And only then can you go deeper. You cannot go into meditation, into yourself, if there is any repression, any tension in the system. That's the work you can do. You can fix your physical body, your past, your identification with the physical body. Any hang-up, so-called hang-ups, you can push yourself by your own understanding, your own longing. Then when you have done the homework, when meditation starts, then is trust, then is surrender to something that is higher. No, you have done what you could do. So both is needed. Beloved, I'm writing to share with you about the new space, a new dimension I have found inside. All the things that have been happening lately have made me see how much I changed, how much softer and how much more vulnerable I am, and how much more open. I can also feel the beauty of this softness, the magic and the subtle and powerful energy that comes with it. Beloved, I feel that I'm melting more and more, and I want to go on melting at your feet. Thank you for showing me all this beauty. I would never have found it without you. I love you, Minal. Very good, Minal. You see, this is just what we've been talking about, what is happening here. When you stay, this new space, this new dimension is bound to appear. And that is a totally new space. Many people said, Minal is so happy. Minal is smiling so much. Minal was never smiling before. What had happened? And you cannot hide it. If you are tense inside, you will be tense outside. It is harmonious, you know. How much softer and how much more vulnerable I am. How much more open. Yes, of course. Because everybody comes with the conditioning, no? A hardness, an idea. And you have been totally involved which is beautiful, and then the results. When you are in the pot, how long time will it take for you to melt down? Only if you are made of rock, then you won't change, no? I can feel this beauty of this softness, the magic and the subtle and powerful energy that comes with it. Yes, now is to bring that softness into your life. A new way of relating and being. That is the art. Because you have to integrate that which is happening inside you. The conditioning on the physical can be very, very tough. The inner realization can happen very quick. You understand? You can feel, many people, they feel the transformation happen. But then you have to integrate that inner, which is the real, that softness, that true intelligence, that heart, into your way of being. And you're doing very good job, you're very total. And even better, no, you are smiling also very good. It can be better. And people who are doing a lot in the Sangha, in the commune, and have a position like that, is more important that you are straight than soft. So don't worry about that. Because there's so many people that are so wishy-washy. And you can just cut the crap. And that's very good. Because so many people are still so goody-goody, even if they have a position, they cannot be clear to people. So, being the soft, I'm always soft, but sometimes I have to hit because people are bricks. Bricks only understand hits. But the soft flower is very much effort, very painful to hit the brick. But what can you do? Even if it hurts itself when you hit, you have to. He only understands the language of hitting. But kissing is much more natural. It's like that. So sometimes when you have a role to play, you have to be direct. Otherwise, everybody would just be wishy-washy. Beloved, I feel that I'm melting more and more, and I want to go on melting at your feet. Yes, melt more and more, so you become more and more just a hollow bamboo. But don't melt so much that you can't do anything. No? That is also a problem. That's the art. One point, Pramli, like that, she melted so much, like she was totally useless. Then I have to try to form her again, so she could function. It's an art. Not too hard, not too soft, like they move the hand. Yeah? And it's always a lot of learning for those who are working and living in the Sangha, because there's so many different people. No? It's just like a mini world. No? It's all kinds of personality, all kinds of people. So you have to always be true and learn from the different situation. There's no right and wrong. It's only growth, no? This I see many times with some sannyasins. They are like, somebody has to organize things, no? Because people are not that intelligent that they can just function by themselves. They need to have people telling them what to do. And then, if the person have that job that is telling what to do, and then that person who wants to help say, no, no, I don't want to do this, I want to do that. No, no, that is not, no, that is too much. No, then that is not good for me, I want to. What kind of that? That's, it cannot be like that. That is just wishy-washiness. So if you are in charge, be in charge. And if you want to help, then help. But some people, they are so wishy-washy, they cannot do that, no? They have their own choices. They don't see the big picture. So even if they want to help, they manage to create more problems, no? No, no, don't fall into that. How is that? How would anything run in the world then, no? If you tell your boss, no, no, I don't want to do that, I want to do that, not today, today. You are there to do something, no? Then you do it. So, if you are open, if you are not having all these choices in your mind, then no problem, everything is perfect. Hadyom.
धागा है दिल से होठों तक जहां जीवन का रहस्य बुना है शब्द तोड़ते हैं धागे को पर मौन में रहस्य बोलते हैं स्वप्न में मेरा प्रियतम आया मेरे तन में खोजता रहा प्रेम की अवस्था को जब उसे ना मिली तो उसने निकाला अपना खंजर और वार किया मेरे दिल पर मेरे प्रेम मैं तुम्हारे संग एक होना चाहता हूं मैं एक पागल हूं बांध लो अपने बालों की लटों से मुझको अगर अपने आप को मैं पूरा समर्पित न करूं तो करना शिकायत संकुचित हो गए हो पवित्र पुस्तक हाथों में ले अपने आओ और पढ़ो किताब जो दिल में रखता हूं अपने चलना सीखो उनके साथ जो राह जानते हैं तुम संगीतज्ञ हो हृदय के भरो मुझे अपने दिव्य संगीत के साथ की तरह चमकदार चांद से अधिक रोशन उष्मित करो मुझे अपनी दृष्टि से ताकि मेरी आंखें चमक सकें तुम्हारे प्रेम में क्या देखते नहीं तुम तुम्हारी आत्मा है मूसा जैसी साधारण गडरिये मत रहो छोड़ो झुंड को पीछे और चलो नंगे पांव सिनाई पर्वत की पवित्र धरती पर तुम्हारी छड़ी नहीं हो सकेगी सहारा इस पथ पर तुम सिर्फ सत्य के सहारे ही हो सकोगे ए प्रेमियों प्रेम तुम्हारे कदमों के नीचे खजाना बिछा देगा संगीतकारों प्रेम तुम्हारे ढोल ताशों में सोना भर देगा है प्यासो प्रेम तुम्हारे सूखे रेगिस्तान को बदल देगा जन्नत से बाग में तिरस्कृतो प्रेम तुम्हारे लिए खोल देगा द्वार महाराजा के रसायन भी दो प्रेम रसायन तुम्हारे कैद खाने को दिव्य मंच में बदल देगा पापियों प्रेम तुम्हारी अश्रद्धा को विश्वास में बदल देगा।